If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The Special Olympics is a wonderful organization. On the line with us right now is Michelle Mayer, Senior Director of Marketing and Communications of Special Olympics Illinois. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have a neighbor who participates in Special Olympics. It's been going on forever. For people who may not be familiar with it, a brief synopsis of what Special Olympics is and does.
Sure. Yeah. So Special Olympics Illinois is an organization that provides year-round sports training and athletic competition in a variety of Olympic-type sports for children and adults with intellectual disabilities to help give them continuing opportunities to develop physical fitness, demonstrate their courage, experience joy, and participate in sharing those skills with their families and their communities. So that's what we do, and we also provide leadership training and health education.
It is a wonderful organization. When did it begin?
So it began actually in Chicago in 1968 with our first Special Olympics Games with Eunice Kennedy Shriver, and that kind of started a worldwide movement that has millions of participants now, and we serve a community in Illinois of about 55,000 traditional athletes, young athletes, volunteers, coaches, and unified partners.
I found out that my mother-in-law participated in one of the first years of the Special Olympics. She volunteered her time and just had such a great time. So end of the year giving, if you can't give your time like my mother-in-law did, perhaps you can give some money. It's that time of year, and Special Olympics really transforms the lives of so many people. How can we help, Michelle?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So right now, if you want to make a donation now at the end of the year or any time throughout the year, you can go to our website. That's SOILL.org and click donate at the top of the page. And that money goes to fund our programming throughout the year. So we support athletes in Chicago and across the state of Illinois. That can include sports equipment, training for our coaches, medals, uniforms. It costs about $150 to send an athlete to a state-level competition. So we don't ask those athletes to pay to participate, so this money will support their participation.
Perfect. How long have you been with them, Michelle?
I've been there for about 4 years, and I know you said your mother donated her time. If you want to donate your time or talents, any of those things, I can tell you that you definitely won't regret it. It's a great experience.
Excellent. So it's been around. These are mostly Olympic events?
Right. So all kinds of sports. I mean, they're Olympic-type sports, but we provide 13 state championships in Illinois and about 18 sports. So you could play basketball, softball. We have floor hockey, golf, tennis, lots of track and field events, gymnastics. So there really is something for everyone. We also provide esports.
We have
unified programming. Yeah. So that's one of our newer initiatives. And we work with schools, and we also have unified partners. So basically that's someone with and without an intellectual disability partnering to play together. So a lot of our esports efforts are that way. But we also have, on the field sports that are unified as well.
Now, I was just reading individual donors account for 65% of your donations. So that's wonderful, but we still need to get up to 100%. So any little bit helps.
Yeah, that's definitely correct. And 80% of every dollar goes back to our programming. But we estimate we're probably only reaching 10 to 15% of the people that would be eligible to participate. Mm. So, every dollar helps us reach those people and get them on the field.
So where should we go? Website? Should we stop in? What's the best place to donate?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is SOILL.org, and you can click donate there at the top of the page. So we could do that. And this winter, we also have our polar plunge going on at plungeillinois.com. So, and you could also select us as your selected organization if you're purchasing a ticket for First Look for Charity.
You are not participating in the Polar Plunge, are you?
Me, myself?
Yes.
I might do it. I've done it once before.
You have?
I might twist my arm. If you do it, Wendy, I'll do
it. No, I was going to say, who in their right mind would do it? But you have done it before, huh, Michelle?
I have done it, yeah. It's not as bad as it sounds, and it's really a fun experience. It's always a lot of fun doing it, so.
Well, that's great. All right, well, we appreciate talking to you. Any special plans for New Year's for you? Any traditions?
No, nothing too exciting. Just probably watching some of the New Year's specials or something like that.
Do you remember when we were younger? It was like, it was really so exciting that New Year's Eve was here. And now it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I like to ring in the new year, and reflect on the year before.
That's a good way to do it. She's Michelle Mayer. Thank you so much. Really appreciate
it. Happy New Year.
You as well. She's Senior Director of Marketing and Communications of Special Olympics Illinois.